I have no useful vision at all.
Well, I've got to ask you, how are you going to do this fantastic adventure then?
Well, I've got an amazing bit of kit put together by some people called Software Express, which I'm actually just got trialing at the moment, and I'll let your listeners just listen to for a couple of seconds what it sounds like.
Yeah, please do.
So that's what it sounds like.
It's quite hard to hear actually over the radio, but I managed to get some of it. It's basically telling you directions, was it, or altitude?
Yes, it's giving me altitude, airspeed, ground speed, compass, bearing, heading, drift, angle of bank, distance to the next waypoint, ETA to the next waypoint. Whatever information I want, I fly with this box of tricks, which is basically speech output to all of my main flight instruments that a pilot would know, angle of bank, altimeter, ground speed, airspeed. Yeah. And what I do is I put my waypoints in using a little Bluetooth keyboard before I take off.
Right.
And all of this information comes through my ears while I'm flying. So basically, I just put in my waypoints. I can change them in the air, change all my settings. I know the distance to the next waypoint. So tomorrow when we take off from Biggin Hill, the first crossing will be to Le Touquet in France.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my waypoint 2, and it'll take me there on track. I'll be talking to air traffic control and probably not telling them that I'm blind. But,
no, I imagine you're going to get an interesting response if you say that. It's a fantastic adventure, though. What inspired you?
You know, when I was 18, living in Rhodesia, when I could still see, I joined the Rhodesian Air Force.
Yeah.
But I failed my medical, and they said, your sight isn't good enough. You'll never fly, never be a pilot. I didn't know I was going to go blind. And now, 37 years later, I'm as blind as a bat. And the big thing that changed was I suddenly thought, you know, all commercial pilots have to fly on instruments to fly blind to qualify.
Sure.
I suddenly thought, blow me down. You know, it's not as if it's difficult for a blind man to fly. You've got to be blind before you can qualify, you know. The only difference is these guys can open their eyes if they choose to, and I can't. So I have to do everything blind. In practice, I have a highly qualified co-pilot sitting behind me, and any difficulties coming into land with crosswinds, gusty conditions, he will certainly be hands-on as well. He can fly from the back as well as the front in the microlight. So I think there's a big difference between being adventurous and being foolhardy. We're very well prepared, all the latest technology, transponders, GPS systems. So we're flying safe, but having a lot of fun. And as you may know, we're hoping to raise $1 million towards the restoration of sight for blind people in developing countries today.
Yeah. Tell people how they can help with that.
Yes. Our sponsors are people called the Standard Chartered Bank. Amazing. And they have a charity called Seeing is Believing. If you go to their website, seeingisbelieving.org.uk, and look for the Microlight Adventure, you can drop a donation there. The great thing is that they will double whatever money people give, and they will protect it. In other words, they will pay for all the overheads for running the charity. So every penny that people give, not only will it be doubled, but every one of those pennies goes straight to the medical teams in the developing world, giving people
Fantastic.
Back their sight.
We're running low on time, so just finally, just give me an idea of your time scale. When do you hit that runway at Biggin Hill and head to the skies?
8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're leaving Biggin Hill, heading for Le Touquet. Should be in Sydney 55 days later, 25th of April.
Gosh, it's a fantastic adventure. Miles, we'll have to try and keep up to date with you while you're on your way, because it sounds like a great adventure, this. But thanks very much for joining us. It's lunchtime.
Thank you, and good luck to all of you great people in London, and I'll send some sunshine back in a few days.
Please do. Miles, thanks very much for joining us. You're listening to LBC News 11:52. It's non-stop news for...